This is Josh Holyfield, and welcome to another episode of Make America Swole Again. A no bullshit, no sugarcoating, snowflake-free podcast where I teach you how to step out of your comfort zone, stop dreaming, and start smashing your goals in fitness and in life.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? I hope you can hear me okay. This is Josh Holyfield. Thanks for coming and hanging out with me on this wonderful Tuesday evening. You know what I just realized? I've been doing this for so long, I didn't even fucking realize, but I have the intro that I do where I do the backflip, no snowflake, blah, 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 where I introduce myself. And then after the intro, I've been introducing myself again with a different intro. I guess you guys have been getting two intros for the past however many fucking years. I guess after I run that intro, I just have to just jump right into it. Didn't even think about it. I started the transformation challenge with First Form last Tuesday, and I think my starting weight was 232, and I weighed in this morning or this afternoon at 222, so I think we're down 10 pounds or so, so that's cool. I'm getting freaking shredded, if you guys saw in the Facebook group. I don't typically like to post too many photos of me without a shirt. But right now, I'm getting pretty lean. I don't think I've been less than 220 in probably like 10 years or so. I haven't been that light. But I could tell you right now, man, adding the jiu-jitsu to my routine just in a short period of time since I started doing it again, my cardio is just... So today for stairs, I did 25 minutes on the Stairmaster, and I had that motherfucker on a 10. I'm moving. Wasn't tired, dude. I wasn't even winded. I can probably push it further, but I was like 10. Damn, I don't know if I, because 7 was too easy, and I was typically doing it on 7 or 8. And now we got that bad boy up on a 10, and we grinded through that 25 minutes. I think I finished like 114 flights of stairs in 25 minutes. I was blowing through it. So that was cool. I'm definitely getting in better shape than I've ever been. My cardio is definitely better than it's ever been. Outside of when I was in the military and I used to run every day. But I'm really happy with this, and I'm very confident that when we go and we do this into this 8-week challenge, that I'm going to be one of the front runners and I'm going to take this motherfucker and win it. So that's the goal. Tonight, I wasn't planning on doing a podcast, but just because I didn't have any really major things that I wanted to touch on, but I am going to go ahead and fucking send it for you guys tonight. Going to give you some motivation, hopefully, give you some inspiration, and hopefully walk away from this one tonight with a fire under your ass. I know that a lot of you guys, you look forward to these every week. And so on the weeks I decide to take a break, I always get messages. Hey, man, I thought you were going to do the podcast. I was waiting. Come on, man. So I try my best to show up. So for those of you guys who are new here and you haven't done one of these podcasts before, you haven't done it, I think I'm one of the few actual live stream podcasts where everything that I do is 100% live. We're not reading off of a fucking script. The post-processing or post-production edits are just to clean up the clarity. Like, you get what you get here. And the idea behind this experience is I want to be able to get on here with you guys every week and take the opportunity to get to know you guys. I want you guys to take the opportunity to get to know me. When I started my personal brand and building my online presence and my business, my goal wasn't to just to be a fucking salesman who makes money off of people. My goal was to create long-lasting, deep-seated relationships with other men. And the fact that I have the ability to do this for a living and it pays my bills and gives me the ability to support my family is a fucking huge, phenomenal blessing. And I'm very thankful for that. But at the same time, I will absolutely, positively never, ever take that for granted. And this is one of the ways that I can get on here and show my appreciation for you guys and create those connections with you guys and really spend that time to let you know that I actually do fucking care about you and your outcomes and you making the changes that you want to make in your life and giving you the support that you need to get there. And that's what this podcast is really about for me, is just to strengthen the community that we've built here and hopefully be part of it more so than just me preaching from a fucking pulpit telling people how to live their lives. I want you guys to know me and my challenges and who I am just as much as I know yours. And I'm fairly certain that this podcast is the very unique, probably the only of its kind. There aren't very many people out there like me who want to interact in this way. And so I take this as an opportunity to do that. And I also take a lot of pride in it. With that said, if you're tuned in tonight, and if at any point you feel like, hell yeah, this is the type of shit that I want to hear, this is what I need, I appreciate this message, and it's something that you think is valuable for you, the best thing that you can do for me is share the podcast or the content to somebody you feel is going to benefit from it. Just so you guys know, we're in a place right now where fire teams registration isn't really going to open or close anymore because there's so much demand for it. So what I'm going to be doing is just sending out notifications as we come closer to the date. But I can tell you right now, the May 1st class that starts on May 1st is already filling. We had two people sign up for it today. And so if you're wanting to get in on this fire teams, my advice to you is you need to make sure that you get ahead of the line, because once these slots fill, they're full. It's just how it works. Again, if you need the link to the fire teams, let me know. If you want more information, shoot me a message. But I'm going to tell you right now, we only have 10 slots left and it's still 3 weeks away. It's very likely that the status quo is going to be starting to fill two groups a month instead of one, just because there's so many of you guys who are wanting to get on this experience, especially with all the guys that are doing it who have such great feedback. I don't think I've gotten any negative feedback on fire teams so far. And to be honest with you, that's just because our coaching staff is so fucking phenomenal at what they do. This group, our community, the Iron Forge Brotherhood, and everything that we've built here is about one thing: personal growth. Personal growth being physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, health, wealth, and relationships. If I'm a man and I'm looking to get better, the Iron Forge is probably the right place for me. We live in a world today that where most people are okay. They've settled with being mediocre. They've settled with being average. When you step into our group and our community and you set on this path, you're raising your hand and saying, I don't want to be mediocre anymore. I'm tired of being fucking fat. I'm tired of feeling like shit. I'm tired of being depressed. I don't want to be ashamed when I look at myself in the mirror. And that's hard. The title of tonight's podcast is The Grind Mindset. I'm going to take some time to give you guys some perspective on what that means and hopefully help you to realize that this grind that you're on, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. I promise you. So the very first thing that you have to understand if you're new to my community, my programs, my coaching, or anything pertaining to personal growth, or anything in life worth having at all, is you're going to wake up and you're going to fucking do this shit. And it's going to suck. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be painful. It's going to be difficult. You're going to look around and there's not going to be anybody else doing it. And you're going to be expected to push your limits, to step outside of the comfort zone, to make sacrifices that you wouldn't have been willing to make before. And you're going to do all those things and you're not going to see progress. You're going to look in the mirror or see the person that you are. You're not going to notice those changes. You're going to have to be willing to do this with delayed gratification. You're going to have to be okay not seeing those results. And like I said, this shit is very fucking hard. It's difficult. And you're going to look around and you're going to see all your friends and all your family and all your colleagues and all these fucking people that you used to spend all your time with living their lives where they're okay with doing the bare fucking minimum. The reason why you're surrounded by people who are okay with doing the bare fucking minimum is because you've spent your entire life doing the bare fucking minimum. And that's exactly why you are where you are. That's exactly why you came to a place where you were depressed or look to alcohol, or you struggle with anxiety, or you're struggling with self-confidence and your self-esteem is the worst it's ever been. You don't have any fucking energy. It comes to a point where I know for me, living that way, I came to a point where I couldn't give myself a good answer for continuing to do it. It's hard. And finally, when you make that decision and you step forth on this journey, now you're doing this shit every single day and making these sacrifices and pushing your limits and going through this grind, not seeing results. I'm going to tell you right now, there are going to be days when you want to give up. There are going to be days when you want to quit. There are going to be days where you want to give in. Those days are going to happen. But you need to remember the reason you're doing this is because you don't want to live the life you once had. And you don't want to live the lives of those around you and what they lead. If you want to be a lion and set yourself apart as the top of the fucking food chain, then you can't do the things that sheep do. And you look down and you're by yourself and it's fun. They look like they're having a grand old time and they're just fine. They're okay. But every single one of those motherfuckers down there is suffering in silence, just like you were. They're pretending that they're happy. The world, especially men, are more alone than they've ever been. We're less fulfilled than we've ever been. We're more depressed than we've ever been. And we also indulge and seek comfort more than we've ever done. There's no coincidence with that correlation. Shit's gonna be hard. You're gonna have to develop a certain degree of mental toughness, grit, and resilience to power through that. You're gonna have to be okay with not seeing those results and picking yourself up with no fucking cheerleader and do it. You have to be willing to push harder even when you feel like you've reached your limit. Sure, you guys have probably heard it's not about motivation, it's about discipline comments so many fucking times from motivational speakers on the internet that it has become cliche. But I can tell you right now, the reason that I talk about motivation not being a factor is because eventually you're going to do this shit for so fucking long that you come to a place where physically, mentally, and emotionally, you feel like you have nothing left to fucking give. Motivation is not going to get you past that point. There is not a single emotion that is going to get you past that point. Getting past that point, which oftentimes is where people quit, and is oftentimes the threshold to success, is going to require that you dig down and find a darkness inside of you that you didn't even know existed. Or maybe you knew it existed, but you had trained yourself for so fucking long to suppress that you forgot it existed. You have to find your why. When I was growing up, man, I was well known, but I was picked on. I was bullied. I was made fun of. The girls would call me weird. I was the short guy. I was the little guy. The guys picked on me. Everybody fucking had something funny to say about Josh. I was a fucking afterthought. It's really what it comes down to. I had one friend in school. That guy and I were still friends today, but the reality is I knew people. I had one person I considered my friend. I didn't really have girlfriends growing up. I wasn't really great at sports other than wrestling. I'd struggled with the bullshit from my fucking family, constantly being poor and addicted to drugs. I carried a lot of fucking weight from the traumas of my childhood, in addition to going to fucking school every fucking day and feeling like an outcast. And every single fucking time I see one of those people from school, it makes me feel good inside because they have to swallow it. They got to swallow it. Look at me. Look at what I made it through, motherfucker. All those girls that made fun of me and called me the weird guy and rejected me because I was short and I was this. Now look at you, fatty, with your fucking three kids from all these fucking baby daddies, and you can't hold down a fucking job and pay your bills, and you're struggling to figure out where the good men are while you're walking around with a fucking pool floaty around your waist. All the fucking dudes that were cool in high school that fucking pushed me to the side and fucking picked on me and bullied me because they were part of the fucking football team. Guess what? Those motherfuckers are fucking strung out on drugs, still living with their fucking mom or struggling to pay their fucking bills. Now look, motherfuckers, that's the darkness that I look for. I dig all the way fucking down. Every person that doubted me, every person that made fun of me, every person that fucking picked on me, all of them have to fucking swallow their fucking words. And now they're coming to me and asking me how I did it. What do you think I'm doing? I didn't even know they existed. That's the biggest fucking revenge. The only reason you get it, and they'll start coming up with excuses, and you know for a fact that's nothing but their fucking ego trying to justify the fact that they failed to follow through. And I'm not even done yet. I'm just getting started. I'm 35 years old, bro. I can guarantee you by 45, this shit right here that you guys are part of is going to be 100x bigger than it is right now, because I won't stop until it does. because I'm going to make sure that every single person who doubted gets to swallow it. Now, maybe your darkness and your that why isn't like mine. Maybe it's not. Everybody has their shit. But I can tell you right now, for me, the thing that I learned is instead of trying to forget about it and overcome that trauma, I wear that shit like a badge of honor on my chest. Guess what, motherfuckers? And all that fucking past and all that trauma and all that bullshit, I make sure that I do what I do despite that. It's not an excuse. It's not a reason. It's not a justification. It's nothing but the fuel that I need. And I wear it around proudly. I want you guys to understand that once you get to that point, you realize that you're able to come to a place mentally where you're ready to start pushing past your barriers and you're okay with the grind. And you've realized, just like the guys in the comments are talking about, it's not about motivation. I have to find that why, that fuel, and fucking carry it with me. Understand that there is now a fucking distinct advantage that you have over achieving this degree of self-mastery. You now get to walk around in the world proud of the man that you see in the mirror. With your chin a little bit higher, confident in what you do. You no longer need the world to validate you because you've learned to validate yourself. And you have accomplishments that you get to carry with you that give you a sense of purpose and self-worth. That's the difference. These sheeple who make the decision to embrace mediocrity, embrace comfort, and not push themselves do not get that advantage. They don't get the ability to truly understand what it means to look at yourself and be proud of what you see completely and wholly. They don't understand the true definition of integrity. They realize that this concept of integrity and discipline that all these people are preaching is something that must be earned. You now have an unfair advantage over all of them. They're not willing to do what you do. They are not willing to push themselves to the limits that you push yourself. They quit when it gets hard. You don't. When things get hard, you know that you're just getting started. And because of that's what separates you from them. You don't want to be normal. You want to be excellent. You want to be above average. In order to have those things and achieve greatness and be more than normal, you have to be able to push yourself like that. But keep in mind that achieving this degree of success means that you're going to have to sacrifice these most of the pleasures that these people consider normal. Earlier, we talked about alcohol, smoking, tobacco, partying, fatty cakes, foods, going out, and all the fucking things that people look forward to. That's not what you do. I want you to take this perspective. You have to remember that you don't want to be normal. The truth is, you don't look at it as if you're sacrificing these pleasures. You don't feel like you're missing out on all the things that these people like to enjoy, or even the old version of you used to enjoy. You look at indulging in those pleasures as if you're sacrificing your goals. Because the truth is, you can't have both. If you want to be great, you want to be more than just mediocre. If you want to leave a fucking dent in the world, it's going to require that you lead a life that's different than everyone else. And you can't have both. Now, understand, in this solitude, because when you sacrifice these pleasures, you are going to feel alone. You're going to look around and everybody around you is going to be enjoying these things. And you're going to be fucking considered the weirdo, the one-off, the outcast, the black sheep, because you're living a way that makes people feel uncomfortable. You've got to be okay with being alone. You have to be okay with not getting a fucking pat on the back. And you have to be able to live and follow this lifestyle from a place where you know people don't fucking believe in you. Because I can tell you right now, as a perfect fucking example, I keep bringing up the fire teams, but it's such a great experience for these guys. And it's such a good example. All these dudes, we've got all these guys on this fire team. Did you know that me and my coaches, I make them do everything that they make you do? And so when Coach James starts Fire Team Alpha or Bravo next in 3 weeks, he's going to be expected to go through what they go through. And in addition to coaching Fire Team Bravo, he's also going to be coaching Fire Team Elite Bravo, which is the next level. He's going to be expected to do everything that they do. And for every fucking class that we have that pushes the envelope and has extra challenges and more difficult times and the better diet and the nutrition and all the things that they're doing, my coaches are doing it right there with you. And you didn't even realize it. Not only is he doing what you're doing, he's also doing what they're doing in the other teams. Now, obviously, he's not doing four workouts a day, but you get the point. My fire team guys, I'm doing what they're doing plus adding jiu-jitsu. And I'm doing workouts on the weekend. So I'm doing way more than they're doing. Why am I sharing this? How many people told Josh or James or John, hey, good job, bro. You're awesome. I can't believe you're fucking following through with this. You're doing amazing. Dude, you're such a great leader, leading by example. How many people gave them the pat on the back and the acknowledgement for not only doing this and staying disciplined with this program and protocol themselves, but also leading groups of 12 men, multiple groups of 12 men at a time, to success in doing it? Being at the top is lonely. I didn't expect a fucking pat on the back. I'm not even looking for it. And the only reason I'm pointing this perspective out is because I fucking guarantee that most people haven't even considered it. But if you want to be great, you're going to be alone. You're not going to get a fucking applause. People are going to ridicule you. They're going to persecute you. They're going to make you feel like an outsider. You have to be okay with that. Not only do you have to be okay with not getting the pat on the back, but like I said, they're going to ridicule and persecute you. They're going to make you feel like an outsider because what you're doing proves every single one of their excuses wrong. You're doing what they're not willing to do. So when you come to a place where you feel like you need that fucking validation, you need that pat on the back, you need mommy's nipple or fucking mommy to come and tell you that you're doing a good job and rub your fucking belly, I want you to think about one thing. Take a look around and look at all the fucking people in the world who have what you don't have, who have things that you want. I want you to understand one thing. The only reason they have it and you don't is because they were willing to do something that you weren't willing to do. And if you have any rebuttal to that or any justification or the word but comes to mind, understand that is your fucking ego and that's the exact reason why you don't have what they have. Period. So let them fucking ridicule you. Let them persecute you. Let them exile you, push you out, because they're going to start by making fun of you. They're going to start by doubting you. They're going to laugh and then they're going to ask you how you fucking did it. And so a lot of people ask me, say, Josh, how am I able to follow through and achieve this degree of self-mastery and pursue this in the direction that I want to go with my life? It's not sustainable. I need a work-life family balance. I can't tell you how many different excuses I've found. I'm burnt out. Here's what I'm going to say. Balance is a lie. It's a lie. If you're burnt out, it's because you're complacent. You've lost the purpose, the driving force that's leading you towards the goal that you're trying to create. You've found yourself comfortable. You should be focused on creating a life that you don't need a fucking vacation from. And your job as a man is to show your kids what it takes to create that, period. You want to teach your kids? You want to be the best father that you can be? Show them what it takes. Don't fucking settle. Stop negotiating. Be okay with being alone. And stop giving a fuck what the world thinks. Because if you want to be in the top 5% of people, I'm going to tell you right now, 95% of motherfuckers are going to sit there and think you're a fucking weirdo. That's a fact. When people say I'm going to burn myself up out as I shine, I don't burn. Hell yeah. So I wanted to get on here and give that perspective because I really think that it's important to realize that this is a process that you're going to have to go through and it's going to fucking suck. And achieving this degree of self-mastery, I think, is the first step where now you've actually achieved freedom in your life to a degree where you can do the things that you want to do because you know that you're willing to do the things that you must do. And a lot of people don't quite understand that. When I drink alcohol, or right now I'm on a alcohol-free because of fire teams, but if I come to a place outside of fire teams where I make the decision to drink alcohol, it's not because I need it. It's because I choose it. If I decide that I want to indulge in a snack or a treat or cake or whatever, I know that if I don't want that, I don't have to. Some people don't have that ability. I can't tell you how many people I've met who say, yeah, I drink this much a day, but I'm not an alcoholic. Then why don't you quit? Because I don't want to. Prove it. They won't. You need to be in charge. And so the first step to, I think, creating a successful life and creating the freedom that you want to create for your life is achieving that degree of self-mastery, where you have developed the skill of discipline and grit and personal accountability, and you're living your life in a place of integrity. Then what you can do is you can start to aim that and be very fucking deliberate about the things that you want to create for your life. And now, because you've achieved that self-mastery, you're just closing the gap on all the people ahead of you who have become complacent, and you're widening the gap with all the people behind you because they're not willing to do what it takes. Understand that where you are today in your life, no matter what it is because that was the standard that you accepted, period. You accepted that standard. You settled with that standard. That life is what you're okay with. You may be thinking you're not okay with it. You may be thinking you want more or you want better. But the truth is you don't want it enough because your actions don't align with that. If you really wanted more, you would fucking do more. But the problem that lies with this conundrum is the fact that, sure, you can want in one hand and shit in the other and fucking see which one fills up faster. It's not the lack of desire. It's the lack of self-mastery. Are you willing to do the things that you must do to achieve that, to build that, to become that for so long without seeing the result? Because I can tell you right now, it's going to take years and years and years until finally you see the result. And that's the part that most people don't get. There is no fucking shortcut. There isn't. Stop looking for it. If you spent as much time doing the things that you should be doing as you do looking for shortcuts, you'd be so much further along the line than you are now. So with that said, guys, thank you so much for your time and hanging out with me this evening. Like I said, it was going to be a shorter one. I spent more time on here than I expected. Hopefully this message was good for you. It resonated, gave you some inspiration, some perspective, or whatever you felt like you needed. Again, if you enjoyed the podcast, do me a favor, share it with somebody who you feel like it would be valuable to. And last announcement, if you're interested in getting started with Fire Teams, again, we have registration open for the class that starts on May 1st. Jump in. The cost is $500. And I can tell you right now, that's an insignificant investment, or what I will consider and what every single one of my clients will consider the best decision that they've ever made. Dr. Buck, signing up for one-on-one with Coach John was the best decision I've made in my adult life. I don't even recognize the person I was. Hey, Buck, do me a favor, man. Send me over some photos. I'd love to see your progress. I know since we last talked. Good night, brother. God bless you guys, and we will talk soon.